Good morning. This is Send 7, world news in 7 minutes. I'm Juliette Martin, and today is Thursday, the 30th of March, 2023. Starting in Europe today, the United Kingdom's King Charles began his first state visit as monarch yesterday. The visit begins in Berlin, Germany, as part of efforts to re-establish relations between the United Kingdom and Europe after Brexit. King Charles had planned to visit France first, but cancelled the visit due to social unrest over French President Emmanuel Macron's new pension law. At the European Court of Human Rights, thousands of elderly Swiss women have brought the first climate change case to the court. The group says that Switzerland's woefully inadequate efforts to fight global warming violate their human rights by putting them at risk of dying during heat waves. More than 100 supporters and climate activists gathered outside the court. Asia. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen has travelled to the United States. She said that Taiwan will not let external pressure prevent it engaging with the world after China repeatedly warned United States officials not to meet Tsai. China said it showed the United States' support for Taiwan's desire to be seen as a separate country. Tsai will travel to Guatemala and Belize and visit New York and Los Angeles in the United States. In Myanmar, the ruling military plans to hold an election. The army has ruled Myanmar for 50 out of the last 60 years, and staged a coup 2 years ago. No date has been set for the election, and several major political parties will not take part. On Tuesday, Myanmar state media announced that the ruling party of former leader Aung San Suu Kyi and 39 other parties had been dissolved after they failed to register for the election. According to Reuters, the Union Solidarity and Development Party is expected to win the election. The party was created by the previous military government. Many Western countries and international organisations have called the election illegitimate. Yesterday, Japan and Australia said they were seriously concerned at the exclusion of Myanmar's former ruling party. Africa. In Senegal, shops and banks have closed early in anticipation of more protests. The protests have been called by the opposition coalition over a court case. Opposition leader Ousmane Sonko will appear in court today. Senegal's tourism minister has alleged that Sonko accused him of embezzlement without proof. Sonko's supporters say that the trial is an attempt by President Macky Sall's government to weaken the opposition coalition ahead of next year's presidential elections. The World Health Organization has urged the government of Equatorial Guinea to officially report cases of Marburg. Marburg is a viral hemorrhagic fever which has a fatality rate of up to 88%. The number of officially reported cases in Equatorial Guinea is 9, with 7 deaths. But the World Health Organization says it is aware of additional cases. International companies, including Google and Microsoft, have denounced anti-LGBTQ legislation passed by Uganda's parliament last week. The legislation criminalizes identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer. The companies have said it will damage Uganda's economy because it will reduce investment flow and deter tourists. The United States has called the legislation concerning. The Americas. In Peru, prosecutors are investigating President Dina Boluarte and former President Pedro Castillo for allegedly laundering money. The investigation is part of an ongoing examination of alleged campaign finance crimes committed in 2021. Boluarte has denied receiving illegal campaign contributions and said accusations of corruption were a political manoeuvre which aims to undermine her government. Boluarte is also under investigation for her alleged role in the deaths of protesters shortly after she took office. United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that the United States is working to counter China's influence in international institutions and lending to developing countries. Yellen said she is concerned by some of China's global activities. According to Reuters, China spent $240 billion to bail out developing countries between 2008 and 2021. And artificial intelligence experts, industry executives, and billionaire Elon Musk have called for a pause in artificial intelligence development. In an open letter, more than 1,000 people asked for a 6-month pause in developing systems more powerful than OpenAI's GPT-4 until shared safety protocols are developed. They say there are potential risks to society and humanity. The GPT-4 program has functions like engaging in conversation, composing songs, and summarizing documents. That's your world news in 7 minutes. If you would like to share your opinion on any news story, you can get in touch with us in writing or in an audio message at send7.org. I'm Juliet Martin. Tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great day.